You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Welcome to Kingdom Ministries International with Pastors Freeman and Twana Williams, where we love families, change neighborhoods, and impact communities with the gospel of the kingdom. We are convinced you will hear and see God's love for you as you advance towards your fulfillment of your life's purpose in Christ. There was a man and woman who were married for an extended amount of time. I don't even know the amount of years, but I'm going to say well over 30 years. And unfortunately, the man passed away. Wasn't anything detrimental from what they're saying. It was natural causes on the story. And so they went to the funeral, did everything, and everybody came up and gave all these great words about the husband and all the stuff he did. And the wife was like, oh, wow, you know. And so they asked the wife, they said, well, what are you going to miss most about your husband? And she looked and she said, his smile. And they waited for another response and she said, his smile. And they all looked at her and was very sad as they left. What we've done is in our culture and in our society, and we've allowed Satan to do it too, is we've lost the meaning of so many words because we've changed them from what the original place was, and we've watered things down. To miss someone, you must have covenant with them. And it must be a place that you understand not only the value of what they bring, but what you bring to the table. And when you talk about a marriage for over 30 years, and the best answer you can give is his smile, but yet all the people that came up before you came up gave accolades about all the stuff he did, there's a problem there. He is serving this woman with everything within him, and she reciprocated nothing. Today's message is entitled, A Servant's View. A Servant's View. You're going to see not only how to find your purpose, but you're going to see how to value being a servant like never before and understand the value of it. Why is that important? Because in our culture, again, in a fallen system, we've been taught that everybody should serve us. But the king had a whole different view of it. And if we don't understand this, and I said this before, and I'm going to say it so you get it, the Father is going to hold us accountable how we treat each other. How husbands treat wives, how people that are not married treat each other, how brother and sister in Christ treat each other. He is not playing with this. He is so serious with this that he interrupted another message to say this is what they need now. Because the world is going to come running and crying and looking for Christ, and they need to see him the same way he came on the earth. Amen. Not the way you're trying to show him. So, and I heard this morning, if someone you knew of but didn't know passed away, what would you really miss about him? The truth is, not much, because you really didn't know him. If someone that you were married to, I'm talking husband and wife, were to pass away, how much would you miss them? Well, the truth is only you know, because it depends on how you serve them and how they served you. But the reality is this, most of us don't even understand serving because we look at it as a disadvantage and we look at it as a place of shame or a place of someone else taking advantage over us. And that's not the way the Father ever saw it. So let's find out how the Master saw it so that we can line up with him. So the rest of our lives, you'll be able to see. And it's so simple. When this message is so simple, because I wanted to give you a whole message. He said, they've had enough. Give them this. That's exactly what he said. They've had this. Now give them this. As simple as you can. Give it to them so they can get it. Why? Because he's holding us accountable for this now. Are you understanding?
Yes.
So let's start in Isaiah chapter 52. Isaiah chapter 52, I'm reading in the New King James Version. The message today is entitled, A Servant's View. So let's look at this entire system, this entire puzzle from the view of a servant. And again, a quick background, Adam made a decision. The fall of man took place. We're in a situation where we need help. Amen. I said we're in a situation where we needed help. Amen. We needed somebody to come help us, because what we were supposed to do on the earth, we could not do anymore because we lost access to heaven. Amen. We lost the Holy Spirit. We lost the ability to be able to see into the unseen. We lost vision. We lost revelation. We lost all that stuff. And now we're in a place where we used to be able to command the earth to do things for us. Now we are now subject to it, because the earth no longer listens to us, because our words are not the same words as God. Are you understanding? And we're outside of a garden. He put us out and we're in trouble. And we need somebody to help us get back in the garden. Because the garden we know is where Eden is. And Eden is where heaven is, because Eden was an extension of heaven on the earth. Yes. Got it? Yes. Very important you know that. Why? Because in order, when he put us out, the plan was to go back in, but we had to go back in with help. Yes. We could not get back in ourselves because we were tainted. And because we were tainted and we couldn't hear from him, we couldn't find the portal. Yes. So that's what idolism came from, and false gods. Satan introduced that into the earth. So now, he could not break his own rules and regulations, because God set rules and regulations on the earth for man. Got it?
Yes.
So the first Adam fell. In other words, he disobeyed the commandment, and he caused sin and all disease to come into the earth. But it didn't stay in the earth. It moved into the world. Because Satan can't control the earth, but he has influence in the world.
Yes.
Are you understanding?
Yes.
So from that point, all sickness, disease, all this stuff is going on. We need help. Yeah. But God said the only way you can help somebody is you have to qualify. One, you have to have an assignment first. You can't come to the earth without an assignment. Number two, you have to have an earth suit. You have to have an earth suit. You have to be flesh. Number three, you have to use a door. The door would be the womb of a woman. You must come through the womb of a woman. That qualifies you. Assignment, suit, and door. You on a business trip. Come on. Because it's called temporary errand. So that's what qualifies you. So here it is, the creator of all universe says, I'm going to help you. But I'm going to set the same limits on myself I set on you. He didn't give himself any advantage. He set the same limits. And he said, now, I sent you as a servant to me, and I wanted to work through you on the earth, and you blew it. So I'm going to send myself.
Yes.
I'm going to send myself to rescue you. But I can't rescue you as God. Because I don't have an earth suit.
There you go. It's a spirit.
Come on. I don't have an earth suit. So if I step on the earth any longer than I'm allowed, then I'm illegal. And if I'm illegal, every word I ever spoken will fall.
That's it. That's it.
You have to understand, every word he's ever spoken from the foundation of time would fall, and the entire universe would implode. Got it? Mm-hmm. Now, so I have to set the regulations, but I can't come in my name, but I have to come in the name that represents my name.
Yes, yes.
So I can't come to the earth as I am, but I can mention who I am, but I can't come as I am. So I have to hide myself in a seed form.
Yes, yes.
Come on, you're going to get this in a minute.
Yes.
I have to hide myself in a seed form. In the seed form that I hide in, I must be developed from birth to maturity just like you are.
Yes.
But in me is I am. But I am can't come out until me lets them out.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yes.
Me is keeping I am away.
Yeah.
So I am isn't the issue. The issue is
me. That's true.
So I'll give me a name. And I'll let me know that I'm with you. And I'll say, I'm going to call you Adam. But I can't call you the first Adam, because then you'll follow the same path. Because the first Adam set the precedence to fail. So I must call you the last Adam. That means that you have the same assignment, but I expect you to complete it, because you're the one that's going to restore them back to their original state. The first Adam was not a life-giving spirit. He was a soul, which means when he fell, he couldn't help anybody else because he couldn't help himself.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you understanding?
Yes.
This one, the last Adam, came from heaven.
which means the effect of what was going on in the earth and the world did not affect him because he was above it. Mm-hmm. Got it?
Yes.
And since he was above it, he said, now I can come into the earth, but I have to leave my deity up here. And the reason I have to leave my deity, because if my deity shows up, then I can't move any further because I'll be illegal.
Yes.
So I can take my dominion, I can take my authority, I can take a name, and I can take wisdom, I can take peace, I can take all those things that I gave you as man, but I can't be God on the earth. So I'm going to put it in seed form, and I'm going to hide God in the forest or in the manifestation. I'm trying to explain this to you as we get here. And then I'm going to announce that I'm coming, but I have to announce it for a certain amount of time until Joseph shows up. So I need Joseph and Mary to show up, but I've already destined them for 4,000 years in the future. So I have to keep announcing that I'm coming for 4,000 years until I show up. But I can't go any earlier because the plan has already been set that I have to come through the bloodline of Aaron and through the bloodline of David, and so I can't do anything else. I have to wait for this person to be born. Got it? So now, as I'm announcing, this is heavy right here, I can't come in my godship, because if I come in my godship, I'll judge him. So I have to come as a servant.
Yes.
Because if I don't serve them first, then they won't understand anything else because they're expecting judgment. They're expecting me to come down and wrath them, even though I told them I don't want to do that, but they remember their forefathers and their disobedience, and eventually they know a Messiah is coming, but they're not sure, and they're vacillating, they're going with all these other gods and stuff. He said, so I'm going to announce how I'm going to come, and I want them to go back and remember this and keep rehearsing it and understand this is how I'm going to show up on the earth. This is how I'm going to show up on the earth. And so Isaiah begins to prophesy about him coming, and in Isaiah 52, in the middle of another explanation of something, he stops. And he said, let me explain to you about the servant that's coming. Got it?
Yes.
Isaiah 52, verse 13, says this. 53, I apologize. I'm sorry, 52. I'm happy again. 52, 13 said, behold, which means to look, my servant shall deal prudently. He shall be exalted and extolled and be very high. Just as many were astonished at you, so his visage, that means his face, was marred more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men. They're talking about his disfigurement when he was being crucified, that it was so that he didn't even look like a man. Though he's extolled, in other words, though he's being exalted and lifted up, I'm lifting him up, I'm advancing him to the highest place, but what you're seeing is a disfigured man on a tree. Are you understanding?
Yes.
But what did he call him first? Servant. Verse 14, so shall he sprinkle many nations, kings shall shut their mouths at him. Now, that's a very powerful statement. I want to explain this to you. We are the kings of the earth. He's talking twofold. He's talking kings that were on the earth at the time, and he's talking to us. And he's saying, when you see him, you're going to do this. Like, beyond words, like, it's almost like a look of astonishment. Like, I can't believe that he looks that bad, what they did to him. That's what they're saying. You're going to shut your mouth. You're not going to say a word. You're not going to have anything to say when you stand before
him.
Okay. Kings shall shut their mouths at him, for what had not been told them they shall see, and what they had not heard they shall consider. We got a glimpse of that when we gave our life to Christ, and they told us you want to be born again, you're going to go to hell and all that, and they talked about Christ, but they told you about the nails in his hand and all that. We got all that. Come on, you've heard that. But they didn't tell you about his face. And how disfigured it was, and how it was.
Thank you for joining us today.
But he didn't break it,
Ministries,
because the writer said in Psalms, not one of.
You can visit us online at kingdomfamilies.org.